In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yesterday we heard how after the healing of the cripple, Peter and John were taken before the Sanhedrin, just as Jesus was, and they boldly proclaimed the truth about who Jesus was, about who they were, and about what they had done. And in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see that the response of the Sanhedrin was much the same as their response to Jesus, except not quite as fierce, because they didn't try to have them put to death yet. Instead, they just tried to shut them up, because they said, "You are not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus." Boy, aren't you glad you don't live back then and you don't have to worry about speaking or teaching in the name of Jesus. Oh, contraire. Look at how many people these days are having trouble precisely because they're trying to live out the Christian life. You know, we have the fellow over in Colorado who's been consistently persecuted, not because he wouldn't make cakes for gay people. He'd make cakes for gay people. He just didn't want to participate in a gay wedding because his faith would not allow him to do that. And he has been persecuted. You know, people have lost their business in Oregon for the same reason. The secular culture is fine, sort of, with you being a Christian. As long as your Christianity is limited to this building and out there, you shut up. Well, that's not what Jesus told us to do. Jesus told us to go forth and to preach the gospel to all nations and to every creature. The faith is not limited to Sunday, and it is not limited to this building. It has to be everywhere. Now, what do we do? Well, we have to be like Peter and John. Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard. If you really believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, how can you keep silent? How can you fail to proclaim that good news by all that you say and do, wherever you find yourself? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.